Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch. And you could say big on your car insurance. It's really the best thing you could do with your phone in the next few minutes. Call 1-888-FARMERS and start saving the day.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
All right, we got the hot seat at the bottom of the hour with Martin Weiss, FS1 producer. And Martin, for everybody it goes poorly. But Martin, he's going to get his, Rob.
No doubt about it. I beat him up on the podcast, so it's just a matter of time that we beat him up here on the radio show as well.
Yes, indeed. All right, let's... Tampa Bay, right now, Rob, they are the favorites in the NFC to get back to the Super Bowl. Now, they got a lot of free agents they have to go out and get. I think their priorities have to be Shaq Barrett and Levante David. And then, I'm trying to bring back Ndamukong Suh or J.J. Watt, like, to replace him, one or the other. But I got to have one of them, I think. I think the offensive guys... I want Godwin back. If I lose him, I still think I'm good with Mike Evans. I think Antonio Brown will be back. I don't think anybody else is going to throw big money at him. I think Gronk, if he plays, he'll be back. Nope, everybody knows he don't want to play anywhere but with Tom Brady. And Leonard Fournette, I think, will be back because, he was great in the playoffs, but he had been cut by one of the worst team in the league. So I just don't think – he averaged 28 yards a game in the regular season. So – I don't think he's going to get a huge offer anywhere else either. Plus, running backs, you can get a running back. So I think Tampa Bay will be in great shape next year. And now, Rob, their GM, Jason Light, is talking about extending Tom Brady. Here he is.
Are you going to talk extension with Brady, Jason?
That's a possibility. He's certainly didn't look like he slowed down any this year. So that's a possibility, and we'll have to see how that goes.
So has there been a phone call placed to TB12 already? When was the last time you talked to Tom?
Well, I talk to Tom often.
Okay.
But probably keep that under wraps right now.
Okay.
But it's like I said, I know it appears that he really had a good time this year, went in the Super Bowl, and likes our organization, likes our coaches, likes our head coach and ownership. So, and we certainly love him. So usually when you have those two things going for each other, it's a match made in heaven. So we'd like to keep this going.
Now we know, Rob, he'll be 44 next year, which obviously we haven't seen anybody do this at this level at that age. Does this shock you? I mean, that he could get an extension? What are your thoughts on that?
I thought that was a lukewarm. He just was being nice because he got asked on the radio. I that was not a ringing endorsement. He goes, well, of course, yeah. Well, we want to, keep it going. I mean, that wasn't like, he said it was a possibility. He didn't say, of course we're signing Tom Brady. He could play here until he's 50. We don't care. It was just a question asked. He wasn't going to say no. He just won a Super Bowl. It's a possibility. I didn't read it like he's getting a contract extension, because I think that they need to wait and see how this thing plays out. I thought it was a lukewarm response.
Oh, I disagree totally with that. I didn't think it was lukewarm at all. Now, it was like you said, it wasn't like, oh, we're definitely signing him. But I took it like if Brady wants it, he's getting it. Like, I think they're definitely all in. And there's financial benefits to an extension. If they can extend him and then spread out his cap number, you know, which allows them to sign more players. Like, that actually could be a strategy to bring back some of these guys that we're talking about that are free agents, is that you could spread out his money over an extension. But I don't know how lukewarm. I don't think that was the case at all. I think he'd love to probably bring it back. Yeah, no, it's fine. I didn't say, I didn't rip you or nothing. I'm just saying I didn't get lukewarm at all. I think he wants to, he would, you know, bring him back. And I don't think, look, the talk about Brady playing another 5 years, I mean, people seem to be buying that. You know, LeVar Arrington, Greg Jennings, obviously LeSean McCoy said it, Christian Fourier. Like, I can't imagine that. I can't imagine that. Now, granted, 5 years ago, I couldn't imagine him being this good at 43 and leading a team to the Super Bowl. But as far as an extension, I could see doing an extension. I'm like the contract they just gave him, like a 2 year extension would be the farthest I go, which is probably the furthest Brady would go at this point. See how he feels in 3 years, I guess. But that's about as far as I'd go in extension. And I would do it because he looked great last year. Now, at some point, Father Time's coming. At some point, he's going to body slam Tom Brady. But he looked great last year. Obviously, it worked out as well as it possibly could. He threw for, like, the most yard, let's see what he did. He threw for the second most touchdowns in his career. He threw for the fifth most yards in his career. And he threw for the most completions on passes 20 yards or more in his career. And he led the league in that category. So he's got stuff left. Now, again, at his age, it can hit you. It might hit him next year. But if... You know, I would extend, but I wouldn't be surprised if Brady wants to play on a year-to-year thing. So we'll see. But the bottom line is I think Tampa Bay is going to be very good next year. And I do think they should enter the season as the favorites in the NFC to get to the Super Bowl. Anything?
I just think that's – whoever wins, they always pick them to win the next year. It doesn't matter. Patrick Mahomes, when they won last year – they were supposed to win the next 5 years. Remember the Chiefs were supposed to win this year? You remember that?
Yeah, but I don't think that happens every year.
Yeah, just about. When somebody wins, Seattle, when they won, they were going to win. When the Patriots win.
Because repeats aren't
But they always pick that team. You're right. It doesn't happen often, but it's just an easy pick to pick the team that won. Very seldom do they pick somebody else out of left field. So it only makes sense that they're going to
be out of left field or some of these other teams, the Rams, But anyway, let's move on. Kyrie Irving had an idea, Rob. He wants to change the NBA logo to Kobe Bryant. And I got to ask you something about Kyrie, too. I don't know if I just wonder if you've noticed it. And Rob G, you can get in here, too, because maybe you've read it somewhere. But after this. But he wants to change the logo to Kobe Bryant. Your thoughts?
I disagree. If you're going to change it, to me it would be Michael Jordan is the only player I would be willing to change the logo for. I think his impact was that big. His footprint is that big. Kobe, I get it. It's a tragic a guy shot, cut down at 40 years old with a whole life to live and all that and all the contributions he made to the league. And a lot of players like Kobe's tenacity and his killer instinct and all those other great things that he had, but I don't see where Kobe should be the logo of the NBA. So I disagree with Kyrie. Probably won't happen because they'll just stick with what they have. But if I was changing it, it would be MJ.
Yeah, I think obviously it was brought up when Kobe died. I suggested they retire his number. Was numbers 8 and 24 across the league. Obviously, they didn't do that. What they did instead was name the All-Star Game MVP after Kobe, which is nice. He won that, three times, Rob G? Twice, maybe? Four times MVP of the All-Star game?
His name out there.
Is that the record?
His name will always be mentioned.
Yeah, okay. So that makes it make even more sense. But I like this idea. It's not something, you know, that I got to go to the wall for as far as pushing it. But I do think it makes sense. Nobody's saying Kobe was the best player ever. We know that's Jordan. I think the Jordan Jumpman logo, if that's what you would use, you could obviously use various silhouettes of Jordan. But the Jumpman logo is so associated with Nike and with Jordan brand. I just don't like that. I think the league should have its own logo that's not associated with any other brand or company or anything like that. And I also think that Kobe, just the fact that the tragic way in which he died, and obviously, thankfully, that's an uncommon thing. And no other superstar at his level has died in a situation like that, that tragic, which is good. And so I think, though, that that happening that way and the caliber of player he was, it's not like if it was just a pretty good player and he died tragically and you made him the logo. I mean, this is a guy that was one of the all-time greats, top 10. Some people think, you know, higher than that. And so I like it. I like the idea. I don't necessarily think it'll happen. I think if they were going to do it, Rob, it would have happened, you know, when he died. But it's something I would like to see happen. It's something I would like to see happen. Now, before we throw it out to the callers, Rob, this is what I want to ask you. And Rob G, you can get in here too. Have you guys seen Kyrie walking into the arenas? You know how they show the players in the tunnels and all that. He's carrying a stick with him. Have you guys noticed that?
Yeah, walking stick.
Yes. Well,
yeah, it looks like something that he took off. It's not like a cane. I mean, it don't look like a real nice cane or something to me. It looks like something he tore off of a tree, you know. But I'm sure it's a nice walking stick, to your point. But have you guys seen that? And do you know what that means? Has he been asked about that? Has it been written anywhere? Why that's going on?
I haven't seen anything. I heard about it, you know, or seen
the
video, but I have not read anything about what that. I'm sure, Rob G, if you Googled it.
No, yeah, I do have the answer for you. Okay. So it's not just the walking stick or anything like that. You know, he's very in touch with his Native American roots. I think his mom, if I remember correctly, is Native American. And so the stick carries in with him is a prayer stick. Or you might call it a spirit stick, and it's meant to, you know, show respect to his Native American ancestors. So he's very in touch with that, and that's something that he likes to have with him, you know, I guess as he's going into battle, so to speak.
Okay.
I like that dude more and more, just from the standpoint that he's so different from what an NBA player normally is. Like he's on another planet, and whether it's flat or not,
planet.
I mean, he is a different guy. And I bet you if you got a chance to really, you know, sit down and talk to him. Chris, you didn't get that opportunity when we were at the All-Star Mansion during, you know, me and
you
Kyrie.
You didn't either.
We chopped it up.
Oh. Yeah, right. Please.
He gave you a head nod.
And then you tried to stop him. You grabbed Kyrie, and he just kept walking.
I did not. He didn't do a Heisman on me.
You know Kyrie's from right around where I live.
No, I know that.
Yeah,
but he don't want nothing to do with you
because
he knows what kind of guy you are.
Oh, really? It's like that?
Yeah, because Kyrie is a different guy. He's trying to live a different life. He's got sage. He's got a walking stick.
And he don't want nothing to do with me? He know what kind of guy I am? You got to expound on that.
You know, he knows what's going on. No, I'm just
I'm trying to wonder what you're talking about.
Well, I do got a Kyrie fun fact for you guys that you'll appreciate. You know the Uncle Drew movie that he did?
Yeah.
That character was inspired by Rob Barker.
No, it wasn't.
He's like, this old dude looks like he could hoop. I'm going to make a movie about him.
Wow. Do you guys remember the first time you saw that on YouTube, like the Pepsi deal?
Oh, giving those guys buckets on the streets?
Yeah. When I first saw it, because, you know, at first you didn't know if this is Kyrie. I couldn't tell. And I was like, wait a minute. And then I thought it was his dad, because his dad can hoop. And then I saw his dad on the sidelines. So I was like, what in the world? And I didn't know until, you know, they started taking off the makeup and all that. But it was very clever.
But that was good. But when you try to make these movies, yeah, you know what I mean?
I didn't even see the movie. Did you see it?
I just had saw no bits and pieces, right. Yeah. You're right.
It was great for a little 10-minute skit or something, but it's tough to make a whole movie out of that.
Yep. That happened with that character on Saturday Night Live, Pat. I love that skit.
Pat,
where you can't tell whether it's a guy or a girl. Do you know the skit that I'm talking about? No?
Uh-uh.
Rob G, Alex?
Yeah, I actually saw the movie.
It was awful.
I think it's called It's Pat. It's called It's Pat.
Really? It's Pat. Yeah. And it's like, this is the song. A lot of people say, who's that? It's Pat. A lot of people say, who's he or she? Like, you can't tell whether it's a guy or a girl and you're listening to the conversation. It's a great skit, Rob G, right? For 10 minutes.
Yes.
But to try to make a full-length movie, it was awful.
It was just weird.
It was awful.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Do you agree with Kyrie and me that they should make Kobe Bryant the logo? Or do you agree with Rob that it should be Michael Jordan? Or do you think someone else? All right, your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
It's the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. 877-99 on Fox. Kyrie Irving brought up the idea of making Kobe the logo. I likes it. Rob thinks it should be MJ. What do you say? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Chad in Fort Worth. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chad?
Hey, guys. Happy Wednesday evening. Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
I love the show. First and foremost, heart goes out to Tiger Woods. He's my favorite professional athlete, always will be.
So sad.
Yeah.
But at least he's in stable condition. And, you know, at this point, I'm not thinking about him playing golf anymore. I'm just thinking about him enjoying a quote unquote normal life with his kids, and everything.
That's the only thing that I can relate to Tiger Woods. He's got kids. I have one child. And I'll get to the basketball point where I got it really quick. What hit me, it was in L.A. area. Almost a one year and 1 month that Kobe's accident. But anyhow, Kobe, I love Kobe. God rest his soul. Rob Parker, even though you hate on my favorite athletes, except for Tiger, I kind of like your idea. But I think it won't go anywhere. Contractual agreements, you know, Florida Gators, Michigan Wolverines, and also Oklahoma Sooners. They have the Jordan logos. Contractual. And really quick, I think they should just do a basketball through that perfect swish. And Rob Parker, you know, I love you, man. You said you got a toothache. There's a product I wanted to tell you about.
I need it because I won't be able to sleep tonight. What is it?
Okay, you can buy it online. It's on the product line of TB12.
Oh, God. I'd rather go with the toothpaste. You know what, Chad? I can't believe you did that.
Rub some avocado shake on your lip.
No, I'm not doing
gums.
That. I'm going to stay up all night.
Very
how's that?
Well played,
and
Chad.
Pay.
Well,
Chad,
well played.
I thought you were my man. That's bad, Chad. I cannot believe that. Chad, man.
Very well
Ham in New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Here I am suffering and laboring. You're going to bring up Tom Brady. God.
Oh, man. Guys, I feel like Jordan should be the logo. His silhouette should be on there.
Or like a different one? I can see that reverse layup, something like that or something.
I think we're thinking the Jumpman logo, but he has so many iconic dunks, shots that, you know, that we could you can use any of those things. But if it did go to Kobe, I wouldn't be mad, man. And you know, I feel bad because I didn't appreciate Kobe as much as I should have when he was in the league, because I just feel like the tenacity that he had and what he gave to the game, he gave his body to the game. I was at a game on Martin Luther King Day in 2007. I think it was against Cleveland, against LeBron. And he was defending LeBron, and he jammed his finger, and it came out of place, and he just went to the sideline and popped it back in. You know, and we don't got that no more. Everybody's babied now, man. And I just
they'd be
like,
out for 2 weeks with that now.
No, Ham, you're right. I mean, it was a different time, and guys just played different. There's no doubt. Thanks for the call, Ham. Appreciate it. Gerald in North Dakota, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Gerald. Did we lose him?
You guys there?
Yeah, we got you now.
All right. Hey, I enjoy your guys' show. Thanks for having me on tonight. Just going to weigh in on your guys' topic. You know, I love the idea of changing it. My thought is not only could you do it for the NBA, but you could do it for the NFL, hockey, Major League Baseball. But my concept would be moving it towards all the icons. Think of what you could do with that logo with Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Will Chamberlain.
Well, so what would it be? I mean, what do you? So
I don't know.
On it at once, or
nah, that's too much.
Like, yeah,
that's
too busy.
Probably too much. But could you change it from week to week? Could you change it from game to game?
No,
we're not with that.
Because you know what? This week we're adding Steph. Next week we're adding Giannis. Come on, it's just too much, man. Come on. And then you start hurting guys' feelings. Walt Frazier, like, yo, when am I getting my turn to be the logo?
Exactly. Right? There's Earl of Pearl, right? There's all kinds of guys. They're like, Willis Reed, I won 2 championships. Right. Where's mine?
Right. It would just get crazy. It'd be more trouble than it was worth, Rob. The league would be like, my gosh, where did we come up with this idea?
That sounds like something that Channing Frye would have come up with, this whole idea. Ooh. Oh, ooh. I'm sorry. Shots
we got to get Channing back on. Will he come back?
Yeah,
or did you offend him too much?
No, that's your boy. Him. That's all right. He'll come on because of you. He might not like me, but
you think he's scared of you?
Not scared. But he wasn't. I think he might have been a little surprised that we
taken
that
aback.
Back. Yeah,
he likes the fun-loving, less Josh. But yes. You went at him too hard. I mean, come on, Rob.
That made for a great clip. That's on my resume reel. Very nice.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, of course. We got Martin Weiss on the hot seat, speaking of getting things popping. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's time for the hot seat with Martin Weiss.
Damn, son.
The current temperature is...
The Odd Couple are making it hot in here.
Damn hot.
Time to sit your butt down in...
Real hot. Little crotch pot cooking.
The hot seat.
That's right. It is the hot seat. Normally, this is very exciting. I'm very nervous about this one because it feels like you guys agree on way too many of these topics.
I think Martin is trying. Martin got tired of getting burnt every time he stepped into the hot seat, Rob. So he like picked a bunch of things we agree with.
Exactly. He listens to the show. Yep. And then he decides, I'm on board with this too.
Yeah, I'm done.
No, Martin?
Crushed.
Absolutely not.
I'm waiting for Martin to call in like on a Thursday and say first time, long time.
That's right.
All right. Well, you know, this segment, we were able to find a couple of topics that you disagree with. So we're going to get right to it. Martin Weiss in the hot seat. You normally catch him on Fridays trolling and rolling, but now he's in the hot seat ready to go 2-on-1 against the Odd Couple. So let's get started, guys. Topic number one. We did it earlier in the show. LeBron James and Martin Weiss both agree Devin Booker is the most disrespected player in the NBA. Martin, you got 30 seconds. State your case.
I mean, what more do you need to see from him? If he was in the Eastern Conference, people would be singing his praises. If he played in New York, we'd be talking about how he can't get over the hump. Like, I can't believe, like, Devin Booker, the thing about him, why he's disrespected, because he's ignored. We should be talking about him every night for whatever reason. I don't understand it. You see people talking about Zach LaVine, about Trae Young, but all of a sudden, because Chris Paul is in Phoenix, Devin Booker is just like, He hasn't reached any new level of status. Like, they're tied with the Lakers in the same record with the Lakers in the West, and nobody cares. Devin Booker deserves to be in the All-Star game, and the idea that he's not. The All-Star game is fraudulent in the first place because guys like you.
Will you stop it? This is madness. You're embarrassing yourself. First of all, the fact that half of the players in the league came out and said he should be an All-Star shows you he's not disrespected. All right? I mean, come on. How about, what do I want to see? How about some wins? They never won more than 34 games before Chris Paul got there. Who you taking off that All-Star team? You mentioned them. Zach LaVine, Bradley Beal, Trae Young. There's a lot of guys that put up numbers and lose, and that's where Devin Booker was. Yeah, if he was in the East, he'd be a multi-time All-Star. But guess what? He's not. He's in the West, and you can't give me a name of somebody he should have replaced.
I'll give you a name right here, right now, Chris Broussard. That name is one Zion Williamson. They got a game for first and second year players who are dominating, but their teams suck. It's called the Rising Stars game. That's where they need to be. That's where Zion deserves to be. Devin Booker, on the other hand, absolutely deserves to be in the All-Star game. And I'm not saying he's disrespected by his peers. I didn't say he was Paul George. You don't see them coming up to him and calling him B-word and all these other types of profanities. No. All you see is respect from players from Devin Booker. I'm talking about jokers like you who vote for the All-Star game. Keep him out.
Obviously, you're misguided. LeBron James is the most disrespected player. When they allow players, his own peers, who know how hard it is to play in this league and to succeed, and 128 players did not N-O-T put LeBron James's name on their ballot, that was disrespect. That was people saying, we don't care how good you are or how many finals you've gone to or how many championships you won. We don't like you. That's disrespect. Not Devin Booker, a guy whose team didn't even made the playoffs. That's why. If you don't make the playoffs, people aren't going to prop you up. He hasn't played in any meaningful games yet. This is his first year of playing in games that really matter.
LeBron James got hated.
I don't want any swinging after the bell, Martin. You know better than that.
So then take it from me. Well, take it from me.
I don't feel like I needed to.
Say it with your chest.
Everybody knows that Devin Booker is just, you know, Zach LaVine of the West. So that's round right. Number one goes to the
Thank
odd
you.
Couple.
Thank
yes,
you.
It was a route. It was a route. Mm-hmm. Martin, you can quit now if you want. You want out?
LeBron James, the most disrespected player in the NBA. All right, that's ridiculous.
Well, speaking of disrespect.
It just ain't Devin. That's
speaking
all
of disrespectful, I got two guys in Detroit who are both hating on Megatron. So that means we're going to put Chris Broussard in the hot seat for this one. Chris is the only one on the radio right now who did not have a problem with Calvin Johnson Megatron becoming a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Wow.
Chris, you got 30 seconds. Explain yourself.
What's not to like, guys? What's your argument? That Terrell Owens should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer? I agree. But let's not, two wrongs don't make a right. So that shouldn't come into play on Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson was dominant, period. You don't judge wide receivers by wins. That's like you don't judge running backs by wins. So if you're gonna keep Megatron out, then I guess you were gonna keep Barry Sanders out from the first ballot. I guess you were gonna keep O.J. Simpson out from the first ballot. He had a mediocre quarterback, slightly above average quarterback, and worked wonders. Most yards ever receiving in a season. Get me.
Me and Rob.
Martin. Get at me, dog.
Listen, what are you talking about? What's more to like? Of course, Calvin Johnson was a great receiver. Of course, he was perfect. And I agree with you that he should be in the Hall of Fame. But the idea that he's a first ballot Hall of Famer and Terrell Owens, who played in the Super Bowl on a broken leg, Chris Broussard, wasn't a first ballot Hall of Famer is ludicrous. Calvin Johnson has played absolutely as many meaningful NFL games as I have. Zero. None of them mattered at the end of the day because they were never in playoff contention. Like, it's just, the reality of Super Bowl contention. The reality of the
Stop
Bowl
it. First
great,
of all, I called you out. I told you what you were going to say, and you said it. T.O. I get it. T.O. should have been first ballot. But two wrongs don't make a right. And how's this for a significant game? In his one of his two playoff games, Martin, he caught 211 yards receiving in a playoff game. Do you, hello, is this thing on? What, you just said it. He was perfect. You made my argument for me. Megatron, they got it right with Megatron, period, the end. The dude was the bomb, period. You can't hold a weak organization against
Most of those yards that he got came after the fact. That's like Matthew Stafford. He's an extension of Matthew Stafford, of being down 21 points and the defense being soft and letting you catch balls in front of him. He was a great receiver. He caught the ball. He did what they gave him. I'm not knocking him for that. But he never played in a meaningful game. He never helped to win a big game. And then on top of that, he quit. He walked out on the organization. I'm just saying, I'm not saying he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, but I got a problem with it being first ballot.
Quit and retire.
You know what? I actually
things.
Really enjoyed that one. I was worried before we did the segment there was going to be a dumpster fire, but that was a good segment.
Thank you, Rob.
Very easy round to score, though, and it goes to the pride of Detroit, Martin and Rob. Everyone knows.
No way. It's not his fault. You don't blame a receiver because the team is bad.
No, you blame him for only having five good years. Stop it.
Thank you.
Last one. Last take of the night. The hottest take of the night. We saved the best for last. 2.5 points on the line. It could go either way. Martin Weiss, only dude on the radio right now who says that Batman is the most overrated superhero of all time. Let's go, Martin.
I mean, first of all, who has he beat? The Joker? I mean, Two-Face? Like, these people aren't, like, really actually causing universal havoc. Like, it's real messed up in Gotham. But we're talking local versus national when we're talking about actual reach. Batman just got a whole bunch of toys, and I get it. Rob Parker's about to say, what do you mean? Batman's the best. And he's going to reference some old cartoon that had pow and bang and kazam pop up on the screen back in 1950-whatever when it used to come on TV at the advent of color television.
How about Batman being as real of a superhero as you can have? A real guy who was traumatized because his parents were killed in front of him, and he decided to go and help people. And he's the one who used his money to build the things that he needed to help people. He's a real superhero. There's no phony story about him coming from some foreign world or some other thing. He was a real hero that you could embrace and understand. Batman was the bomb, period.
Wow, what is it? 1999, the bomb period, and back-to-back debates? Come on, Rob G, can we get like a minus a point just for that in general? But anyway, back to the point at hand, Batman's only superpower is that he's a rich white man. He runs around breaking and entering into places, and the police are helping him. That's it. It's white privilege. That's all it is. If Batman wasn't rich, he would just be another orphan. Now, I'm sorry that he's an orphan. That's tragic. That's a really tragic thing. However, the idea that now, because he's a local superhero, we're putting him on the same level as some of the Avengers is ridiculous.
Stop it. Stop it. All right, enough of the blasphemy. Batman, as Rob said, he was human. He started out as an orphan. You said he was rich, but that just shows you what kind of work ethic he had. He worked his way up from an orphan to being a rich guy and continued to work as a superhero. He was smart. He had to solve riddles. He didn't just beat everybody with his bare hands. The Riddler threw questions at him, and he solved them. And then he cared for the elderly. How about Alfred, his guy? How many other superheroes care for the elderly like that? He had the fresh ride, the Batmobile. I mean, come on. How many superheroes could throw a punch and words come out like Shazam, Kapow, Pooey? None!
Hey, Rob, do you hear that?
Yep.
For just $10 million and a nursing home job, you too can be Batman.
All right, this is, a very easy round of score. I told Alex while you guys were arguing, I only follow 900 people on Twitter, and one of the accounts I follow is Batman Slander.
Yes, sir!
sir.
Nope.
Yes, sir.
Nope. It's Batman slander. This one goes to Martin Weiss.
Oh, you know what?
Thank you.
Rob G, that's true.
Unbelievable, Rob G. Unbelievable. I can't wait to get you in the hot seat.
What type of superhero is going to pay car insurance?
Man.
Batman got
unbelievable. A real one. How about that?
Batman wasn't born. He didn't hustle his way up. Batman.
He was an orphan. He was an orphan. Superman was born with everything.
Exactly. With a silver powers in his mouth.
All right. That's our man. That's our man, Martin Weiss. He did okay. I mean, we know he lost. Everybody knows he lost. Rob G just likes being kind to our guests. So, Martin Weiss, good job. We'll see you next week, my man. All right, more Odd Couple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone in the next few minutes? Look at photos of things other people ate? Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS and you can save a whole lot of money on your auto insurance. We're coming to you wrapping up a Worship Wednesday after another victory on the hot seat. I don't care what Rob G says. It was another victory for the Odd Couple, and everybody knows it. Speaking of victory, though, it wasn't a victory for the Boston Celtics. And, Rob, they got beat 127 to 112 by Atlanta tonight.
Wow.
They're now 15-17. And, Rob, they have lost. They have gone 7-14 over their last 21 games.
They're too good to be that bad.
They got two All-Stars.
Right.
Two All-Star players. And Kemba Walker didn't play today, but, you know, I mean, before Kemba, they were, you know, Kemba was a part of the struggles too. So I can't, you know, say that was the reason they lost. I'm not ready, certainly at this point, I'm not ready to get rid of Brad Stevens. But you got to start watching right now. You've got to start wondering, have they tuned this guy out? He's been there now. This is his seventh year, Rob. And they've been good, but obviously haven't gotten over the hump, even get to the finals, let alone win it.
Chris,
and you got to wonder, is something going on?
Right. And I told you this before. If it wasn't Brad Stevens and it was somebody else, just an average coach, that Pelicans loss could cost you your job. That's how bad that was. And now it's happening with regularity, you know, like that. The Atlanta, now this Atlanta one, they were down big, 23 points early, and they lose. I just think that something's rotten in Denmark.
Right. I mean, they've lost three straight. They've lost, what were they? They were 8 out of 11. I mean, it's just a mess. And look, you're right about that game costing some coaches their job. But, you know, track record and resumes are a part of this. And I know he hadn't won a championship. But I do think Brad Stevens deserves the right to work through a tough stretch. But if he doesn't get through this tough stretch, then it's something you got to look at, because the talent is there. And Danny Ainge, he's got to, you know, do better too, because it ain't championship talent. And all those draft picks, Rob, we talk about, they always hoarding up. Why don't you use them to improve the team? How about that? Isn't that the goal, Rob? Win games?
I thought it was, or is it just but to sell apparently hope? Not. Right.
All right. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Rob, I'll be praying for you with that mouth, man.
Yeah.
Be safe. All healthy. Right.